No, that's okay. I have enough paper clips.
I'm gonna stab you with a kitten.
Hey, Ben, Joe. Joe, Ben, Joe. This is Becca from Houston, the one that made the face and you put in the thing. Hey, how's it going? It's me. I'm pretty good. I'm calling from Texas right now. Just cause you guys, I heard you guys didn't really get a lot of voicemails last week. So I was like, man, bummer. I'm gonna send you guys a voicemail, and I'm doing it right now. So hey, what's up? Well, I just wanted to say it's pretty cool podcast. Me and Sabrina started one ourselves. It was a Sick on a School Day podcast. We don't know which one we're going with yet. We need your help. You know, tell us. Which podcast names are sounding good, because we'd like to hear from it. All right, well, I'll talk to you guys later. Dope cheese.
Holy shit. You know, I made fun of scientists for so long, but they finally got something right.
What did they get right?
I mean, there must be no D's from here to Texas.
There's no D's.
There's no letter D from here to Texas. They figured out how to get a phone. Yeah, I don't know. This technology stuff is... I'm new to it.
Weird.
Someone can call us on a phone from Texas now.
How do they... What is it? What number do they dial?
1-718-304-7853.
Cool.
Isn't that amazing? It's a crazy time we're living in.
It is crazy.
You know?
You know what's even crazier?
What?
We're not alone. What? We're not alone in this room.
What?
Yeah. Usually we're alone, naked.
Yeah. I have pants on.
Rubbing
today.
Hot oil on each other's naked bodies.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
But Heather's in the room, so we had to get...
Heather!
We had to get
dressed. I'm about to give Heather a high... I'm giving her the Saturday high five.
What?
Listen for it. Oh, did you hear that?
What about me? I don't get any high fives?
You get no love.
How about a high five? High four.
All right.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sound, but...
Wait, I'm going to slap you. There we go. That was the first ever high four. What's up, Heather?
Not much. How about you?
Not much.
This is... Joe. This is Heather from the Heather and Ben Show.
Oh, she's Heather from the Heather Show.
No, the Heather and Ben Show. The vidcast. The podcast. Pictures.
The fuck is the Heather and Ben Show? I've heard of the Heather Show.
This is the Heather and Ben Show. And the
Heather puts on a show.
No, the Heather and Ben Show.com. Vidcast, puppets, cartoons, check it out.
Wait.
Yeah, whatever. We'll talk about it after the show.
She's right here, and I know that there's a Heather Show, and...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
But I'm glad Heather's here.
Yeah.
It's always nice to have people on the show or call up the show like Becca did from Texas.
What was that voice for?
I don't know. I have a very weird problem lately.
Yeah. With just states.
Just... Because, I get deeper when I talk about states.
Okay. Speaking of other people, we got another voicemail.
What?
Yeah, you want to play that one?
Let's play it right now.
Okay.
Hey Ben, hey Joe, this is Worf, from Star Trek. I am so fucking mad at Willow. Yeah, still fucking mad at Willow. When I see that little fucker, I'm gonna grab him and kick him in his abnormally large head a billion times. Peace out, dope cheese, Worf.
Worf, huh?
Yeah, he's... I don't know, if I were Willow, I'd look out.
Yeah.
You might get kicked in that big head. You think a Worf kick is worse? Hang on, this might be a little loud. You think a Worf kick is worse than a normal human being's kick?
Oh well, yeah, he's Klingon.
Klingons know how to fight.
They know how to rough shit up.
He just killed your iPod. It said do not disconnect.
Yeah, but
it clearly says do not disconnect on the iPod.
Well, I'm disconnecting.
At least the show's still going on.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah.
I saw a movie last night.
What did you see?
I saw Borat.
Oh, how was it?
It was good. Yeah. It was very funny. I laughed.
You cried?
I did cry. At one point, I laughed so hard I cried.
Cool.
Well, question for you, though, because you're the one that introduced me to Sacha Cohen.
Yeah.
I think some of the things in this movie was from the show.
Really?
Yeah. Did he see the humor coach on HBO on the show? Where he learns not jokes?
Was something like that.
Or did I just see the trailer so many times that I'm getting confused?
I think,
Because I think some of the things...
He saw a speech coach. He saw a speech coach.
What?
Heather thinks that we say saw. Weird.
Wait, let's get Heather on the mic here.
I like
your... Yeah?
I know.
Go ahead, Heather. Say Soa.
It's Soa. And if you guys listen carefully, it's Ben definitely says sore.
Say it again.
Soa.
Not Soa. See, now you're being conscious of it.
Soa.
So you did that whole saw thing.
Seesaw?
Yeah.
I didn't see Saw last night.
Did you catch it? He just said it a little bit there.
Saw?
Me or
no,
Joe?
No, Joe.
Saw?
See?
It's a Long Island thing.
Saw?
You guys did it. You're just unaware.
Hi, this is from New Jersey.
He's got that steam problem again.
That's from the God, that hurts. Yeah, Heather's from that place.
Yeah.
So she thinks we talk weed.
I don't know, that's crazy.
Seesaw. Anyway, Borat. It was good.
Funny movie.
Hey, I recommend seeing it, but you know what? Wait a little bit. It's not cool when you see it with a whole bunch of
assholes.
I'm 15, so I think I'm an adult.
Oh, okay.
And I'm funny.
15? How'd they get in there? Isn't it really R?
No, it is R. And it should be R.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a lot of, like, little punks there. Mm. Which, you know, not that I'm, like, anti-teen.
I'm anti-teen.
But it's like to take phone call, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright. Yeah. Danny from Jersey's calling me. Okay.
From New Jersey.
Just
listen.
Let's pause it.
Alright.
Pause.
And we're back.
And we're back.
We're back.
So
Heather, how was that phone call?
It was
Dan.
Yeah. It was Danny.
Dandy from New Jersey. So anyway, last night in the theater, before Borat even started,
uh-huh.
Trailers. Some of the worst trailers I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, for what movie?
There was one with Hugh Jackman. Or as I like to call him, Huge Jackman.
I like to call him Faggot.
Okay. This is a faggot movie.
Yeah?
It's got a cool concept.
Okay.
But it's basically like a romance novel made into a movie.
Oh, it's like Wolverine love story.
Yeah. It's like Wolverine loves
chocolate.
Chocolate.
Okay, so.
Yeah, it's like 1500 AD. He falls in love with this woman. They live forever. So in 2000,
boring.
She gets sick with like some sort of thing. And in the future, sucks.
Oh, you mean you're gonna go see it when it comes out, right?
Yeah, I already got tickets on Fandango.
Fandango.
But after that was the worst show I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy movie.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where he's playing a nerdy black man.
Okay. Is that a donkey?
No, not this time.
Okay.
A fat black woman.
Yeah.
As his wife.
Hmm.
And an old Chinese man.
Sounds great.
It actually made me feel, like, sick to my stomach. Like, I felt really bad.
Huh.
And I was telling you about this before, and it's very similar to the feeling I feel when I watch you burn a homeless person.
Yeah, when I light them, when they're sleeping.
Yeah.
At night, I light them on
if
fire.
If you're walking down the street and you see a homeless person sleeping, I'm like, no, don't do it. And you're like, ah,
come on.
Let me do my thing.
That's what I do.
And I'm like, oh.
Okay, do you know what the name of this movie was? I'm trying to look it up on Norbit?
Norbit. Don't watch it.
I'm not going to watch
you're
it.
You're going to feel like burning a homeless person.
It
feels worse than AIDS.
Really? It's
yeah.
That bad,
it
huh?
It feels worse than having AIDS.
Wow. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Speaking of the MySpace, we got two comments. Because MySpace, AIDS, they go together.
Yeah, usually. I learned in school.
Donnelly. Do you want to read Donnelly's comment?
Sure. It says, dope cheese times 3.14 dillion equals Ben plus Joe. Science.
Minus. There's a little
minus science.
Minus science.
Didn't see the minus there.
Yeah.
I thought it was like science wrote it.
No. Science doesn't write anything. Alright.
It doesn't write the Bible, I'll tell you that.
No. I'm a strong believer in the Bible.
I believe it's real. It exists. The Bible.
Totally exists.
I've seen it before.
I got a bunch of copies.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got another comment from Becca, who just gave us that lovely voicemail. It says, Ben and Joe are God awesome. Little Bible reference.
Yeah.
God awesome. Times a dillion, if that's how you spell it.
Is
she spelling it right?
Yeah, that's how I spell dillion.
Yeah. I'll go back and ask a scientist. Oh, wait, they don't know about that. They don't know about dillion.
They don't. I was trying to tell Erica, because she listens to the show, mm-hmm. she was a little confused. I was like, Erica, you don't get it. Scientists don't even know what the letter D looks like.
Yeah. Any word that begins with a D, or has a D in it.
Right.
They're like, what the hell is this?
That's why they're very,
stupid and retarded.
Yeah, well, no.
No, stupid.
Stupid. They're very stupid.
Yeah.
They're dumb.
No, you can't say dumb.
They can't say it, but I can say it. Okay.
And then we got a comment from Sabrina, Becca's friend from
Texas. The teenage witch?
Yeah, she's a witch. And she said, you two are extra neato.
Sabrina.
Sabrina. Yeah.
Yep. So, we got...
We're pretty popular on the MySpace.
Yeah, we are. Look at this. We have how many friends? A dillion?
We just reached a dillion.
More popular than the Heather and Ben show?
No, that's got like
at least
a...
on the comment front, you guys are.
That's like got a dillion five.
No, Heather and Ben show is like a Z dillion.
Z dillion? Let me see.
Z dillion.
Yeah. It's like...
Wait.
Crazy dillion.
I'm sorry.
Well, then... Oh.
What is this?
Am I playing that?
This is Heather's MySpace page you're showing me.
Yeah, this is Heather's. Not mine.
181 dillion.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It's a lot of dillion.
Okay, let's quit that.
But why would you have a... Heather, what
are Heather you and Ben Show.
Why would you have a MySpace page for that? Doesn't it? I don't know.
It's a vidcast, Joe.
Yeah, Heather's... I see she's got that, but why is your name on there?
Never mind.
Alright. Whatever.
What else do we have to talk about? Your shitty movie experience? The trailers? The
trailers were god-awful. The movie's pretty good.
Wasn't god-awesome?
Wasn't god-awesome. It was god-awful.
anything else? Okay, that's the end of the show.
I saw
Wii
products.
What?
I saw Wii things. Wii.
Did you just go to a midget parade?
Yeah.
And then I go to the bathroom.
Oh, ouch.
Wait. Oh. Look at that room shot.
Damn it.
I beat you to it.
I was going to say that. Oh, that hurt. Twice now. Yep. Twice I got it in one room shot.
You're gay.
I know I'm gay. You know, the other day I was on the interweb.
The tubes?
The tubes, yeah. And somebody sent me an invitation to a group on the Facebook called Captain Planet Could Kick Superman's Ass.
Lies.
So you know what I did?
What?
I said, fuck you.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I wrote back to the person. I said, fuck you.
Who is this person? Does Lindsay Kroll give you this invite?
No, Lindsay Kroll only sends me cool invites. Saying Superman could kick Captain Planet's ass. Lindsay Kroll is my best friend.
Lindsay Kroll's my best friend.
Whatever. Anyway.
I'm against Captain Planet. I don't like Captain Planet.
Why?
What did Captain Planet do that was cool?
Besides save the Earth.
Right. From pollution. Helping us all.
Keeping pollution down to zero.
Nice costume. You know? Broke outside the primary colors. Had some green there.
Yeah, but, he was gay.
He was definitely gay.
And, like, he was formed when all the kids put their rings together, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so
heart,
the kids...
Man. It's all about the heart.
Not heart. Heart was the voice of his power.
Dude, they can have a monkey.
Yeah, Earth. Yeah. No, wind. Fire.
Fire. That's a power. Heart. Let me shoot hearts at you.
Hey, for us kids who didn't have cable... We watch Captain Planet every Sunday morning.
I'm not saying, like, cable's better than Captain Planet. I'm saying everything's better than Captain Planet.
That's right, it's not just cable. It's the rest of the world.
That he tried to save.
Yeah, but those villains were so stupid. All
Earth
they were
Day is every day, man.
Wasn't Whoopi Goldberg on
Yeah, that's
show?
Why it's bad. Everything Whoopi Goldberg's in is bad.
Well, except for the sequel to Ghost.
Right.
Ghost Rape.
That's right, I forgot about Ghost Rape. That's a great movie. But those villains were stupid. All they had to do was kill one of those kids.
Yeah.
Why are they trying to take on Captain Planet when they can just easily pick off one of those kids?
Yeah, especially the heart kid.
Oh,
wuss. Wuss.
I sodomized that kid.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Gross.
Take that, Captain Planet.
Take it. Speaking of Captain Planet, you want to play that theme song?
Yeah, let's have Heather sing the Captain Planet theme song.
Okay.
Ready? Here we go!
Earth! Fire! Wind! Water! Go, planet! If you're a
powers combined. I am Captain Planet. Captain Planet. He's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. He's our powers magnified. And he's fighting on the planet side. Captain Planet. He's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. Gonna help him put us under.
You can be one too, cause saving our planet is the thing to do. Looting and polluting is not the way. Hear what Captain Planet has to say.
The power is yours.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
Thank you, Heather.
Hey, good job, Heather.
No problem.
Thanks for coming over and singing Captain Planet song.
Did you know Phil Collins wrote that
song? I did not know until about 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty, isn't it?
I think that's... You told me why it's, like, I'm English talking now. Great, I died. Go ahead, what were you going to say? You were talking?
You were talking, actually.
Hey, what?
Yeah. Anything else you want to share with the rest of us? Amazing Larry.
Good one. I just want to say that you and I really like Back to the Future.
I love Back to the Future.
That's all I want to say.
Alright. Okay.
Alright.
Heather, would you like some, say the closing statements or something?
She should probably plug her show, the Heather Show.
Yeah, plug that. It's the Heather and Ben Show,
what?
By the way.
What?
Oh, she just broke something in your house.
Oh, no.
Your mom.
What?
Way to go, prune face.
the shaking the face.
I'll get you next time.
Get this next time.
All right, well, thanks for writing on our MySpace, Donnelly,
yeah, guys.
And Becca, and Sabrina.
Vote for us on Podcast Alley.
Yes, please.
We're on Podcast Alley.
The only people who vote for us are...
Me and the Bean.
Me and the Bean.
You know what?
I love them.
You have to vote the beginning of the month. Once you vote for that month, it's over. You know, you can't vote anymore.
It's November, what, 4th?
Yes, yeah, so it's the beginning
it's
of the month.
It's Saturday the 16th, so you better vote.
What?
It's always Saturday the 16th.
Oh, that's right.
Little show we do.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Gotta jump on that.
Alright.
Alright.
Any plans for the next show?
You look confused.
Yeah.
Gmail us.
Oh, yeah, Gmail us. We got a Gmail account. It's new. It's cool.
It's a new thing called the internet.
Yeah.
It's the Heather and Ben Show at gmail.com.
Oh!
What?
iHeartSnacks@gmail.com, too.
Okay, I understood that part, but what...
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Heather,
I'll tell you after the show.
Heather does a show.
Yeah.
I don't think you did. I've never seen you
do
a show.
On TV.
There's this really funny thing Heather does with this other guy.
What?
They do puppets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think
I'm part of that.
I don't think it's you. Just like those.
Call our phone number.
718-304-7853.
We're supposed to share that part. Like, I'm supposed to say it's part of the number, and you do it, and then I do it again.
Oh, want to try again?
No.
Try about it.
Okay.
Yeah, little bitch.
Hope you get AIDS.
Bye! You have AIDS.
F-bar. F-bar, can you hear me? This one's for you, Admiral. F-bar. He's a calamar. He's gonna fight the Death Star!
Fight the Death Star? You're gonna blow that shit out in your motherfucking face.
It's a trap. Pull back! Let's blow that shit up. I love you, Admiral Ackbar.
I don't love you at all.